Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I'm not sure what just bloomed in the air, but my allergies have been so out of control. I so badly want to live the life where I can keep my doors open with this perfect spring weather, and I'm able to roll around in the grass outside with my littles and live a life without the gross congestion. But when my allergies are at their worst, I start having to compromise on life. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I love that Claritin has an option for non-drowsy relief of allergy symptoms. With Claritin D, you can still make the most of your day without compromise. This means that I can have my windows down car dance sessions with my boys and help with yard work without the symptoms of my allergies popping up out of nowhere. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
You're listening to Behind the Bliss, a weekly podcast where Rachel Autry brings conversations to you from women that share what's behind their highlight reel. Each episode is designed for you to see a message from the mess and encourage you to find balance in the bliss. We know that what you're facing is important for shaping who God has created you to be. Some may say it's a process that often happens behind the bliss. Here's today's episode.
Guys, this is why Emily is the best. Emily is like all things. I don't know how to even describe her, like marketing director, creative guru, right-hand girl. Emily's just all the things. She was like, Rachel, we need to do an audio diary of your week, of things that you're doing, thinking through what the Lord's placed on your heart, good conversations you've been having with friends, and it be a little less like formal than a sit down behind a microphone, whatever. And so thank God for voice memos on our phones. I can do this. Okay. So you're about to listen to Rachel just on the go, on the fly, talking about what God's doing in my life. I might be in my car. I might be nursing Oliver. I might be in the middle of crazy, but I feel like those unfiltered thoughts are sometimes the most beautiful. Where you're able just to like bring candid, bring raw, bring legit to the surface and it not be polished or fixed or edited or anything. So truly what you're about to listen to is just me. Voice memos on my phone. Diaries throughout my day of things that I'm thinking about, learning, and loving. Right now, currently, just dropped off Maddox at school. We listened to Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. I think it's his new favorite song. He loves the drums in the very beginning. Oh, I need to buckle up. And I'm about to be at True 40, my favorite place to work out, and I'm going to go sweat. Which is so funny because I feel like for the longest time, I viewed working out as like something you should do because you need to move your body and whatever, whatever. But now it's something I totally look forward to because I get to sweat. I get to challenge myself, push myself, but also have grace and rest. So like when they tell you the challenge modification to do, I don't have to go for it. I don't know. Working out is freeing for me again. So I'm really looking forward to going to True 40. And then today, for the rest of the day, I'm super stoked because I finally just get a day to myself dedicated to work. So a lot of things that go on behind the scenes, I don't even know if people know this, but I feel like it's very stop, start, clunky. Mainly because I have a little and Emily has littles and we have 5 kids under 2 years old between the two of us. And then if you look at our podcast management team with Kate and Philip, they have 3 kids. I'm pretty sure 2 and under. I think. Kate's probably editing this, like shaking her head. No, I don't. But maybe she does. Okay, anyways, she has 3 littles. So between all of us, we literally have 8 children. all at least under three. And so anyways, you get it, but like the grind and the hustle is pretty much nap time for me or bedtime for me. And it feels very start stop. And so to have an entire day dedicated to doing what I love as far as like vision and serving y'all well in this community that we've kind of cultivated and foster some dreams and ideas. I am so looking forward to it. Oh my gosh. And I always work better at coffee shops. So I'm trying to figure out what coffee shop I want to go to. Stay tuned. Hi, I am leaving my work day at a coffee shop. I ended up going to Frothy Monkey downtown Birmingham. Not sure if you've heard of it. Super cute, really yummy, great menu. And then they have a really cute outside patio that I worked on with my friend Kaylee, and I got a lot done, really grateful. But now I'm headed home to nurse Oliver because he's not taking a bottle very well. That's just life. We pivot. But I was working and thinking through something that I thought was so cool, and it might really help you wherever you're at. But I am working through these really big projects that I can't wait to share with you guys, namely the new website design, copy, working with a new network that we're really excited for. So giving them all the information and analytics and like just a whole bunch of like admin business stuff to keep the ship afloat. And it's like not my favorite stuff because I would rather just be having conversations with you guys or doing what I'm doing at this exact moment, which is just chatting. It's easy for me to like get in the weeds, meaning like I get in over my head and I just start thinking of all the details and things that need to get done. And then that leads me down a bigger rabbit hole. And then I think of all those things that need to get done. And it just like, it gets a lot. It gets intense. And I think anyone that's listening to this can relate because we're go-getters, let's be honest. But a message that I need to hear, and I'm thinking that one of you need to hear, is obviously don't get in the weeds. Like pick one thing and do it well. So like today I had a to-do list going into my work day and I really only got done two of those things, but I did those two things really stinking well. So it's like you're either really shallow and wide or you're narrow and deep, and today was narrow and deep. Like today was a good, got it done, excellently day. And honestly, I feel so much better leaving knowing that those two bigger things got done really well. Then I think I would have felt leaving today dabbling a little bit in all of them because I feel like I'm just opening up a whole bunch of things without any closure. So I'm assuming we all work like that. Like I think we all would agree that it feels better to leave something complete, not perfect, complete, and to close the jar and then to open another jar. So like one thing at a time, friend, if you feel like you're in the weeds. Ooh, okay, one more thought before I get home and need to nurse Oliver. And it has to do with nursing Oliver. So Jenna Kutcher said this one time and it was so good. She said, the world and like society expects moms to work like they don't have kids and to mom like they don't have a job. Dang, right? Isn't that so good? It's true. I feel the same pressure where I feel like I am asked a lot from like work stuff and I expect a lot from myself for work stuff. But at the same day, like I only have the capacity for X amount. And when I run out of X, I'm out. And anyways, something that she said practically helped her was being intentional about stepping across a threshold. And so when I, for example, step into the coffee shop, I'm going to check in with Thomas. I'm going to make sure everybody's good and alive and happy. And then I'm going to put my head down and I'm going to work because I trust the people taking care of my kids are doing the best job they can too. And then when I'm in the car right now, I'm preparing to step across the threshold at home and be the best mom I can be. I'm not going to think about the stuff I left at work. I'm not going to think about the emails. I'm going to reschedule things because I wasn't expecting to have to nurse him in the middle of the day. But I'm going to be the best mom I can be when I step across that threshold. And when I, you know, step into whatever it is, whatever's next, just being the best version of myself in that area as I can be. Easier said than done, right? Like I'm basically saying compartmentalize your life, but like not really. I think it also helps thinking through just being intentional. What does it look like to be intentional with where you are and not so, again, like tug of war between all the different corners of your life that are demanding pieces of you. And I think that has helped me a lot, a lot, a lot. So thank you, Jenna Kutcher. Good morning. It is 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Oliver and I are on a walk while Maddox is at Mother's Day out. And I'm getting some work done. Really exciting things happening for the podcast. I feel like I literally say that all the time, but now I'm just going to like kind of go for it. So excuse me if this is too much, but I just want to speak to the girl that has a dream to do business, like big business. I'm talking like billboards, business, big scope. But you feel like maybe you have to start small. And yeah, I think that there's a lot to say for starting small, because I think it's important that you learn your rhythms and have systems and find your people and like know your message and all the things. But at the same time, I also feel like I can get so stuck in, like I was talking about earlier, the weeds of doing it small and well and excellently. Oh, excuse me, Bubba. That I forget to go big. And I have an incredible team of women and Thomas that have helped me as podcast managers and even our podcast network that we're about to join that I cannot wait to just ramble on about in a second, that believe in me. And yesterday on a call, they were like, Rachel, like believe in you, like do this thing. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But like, I just care about my girl so much. And I'm like, yes, but like, honey, you got to make a buck. And I'm like, you're right. And so I think like, yes, there's something to say for caring about your person and like serving them well for sure. But like, also make sure it works for you, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I think especially growing up in like evangelical culture, it is so common for you to probably think that humility looks like putting yourself down and like, yes, laying your life down and all the things, like the first will be last and the last will be first, and like all the things that I feel like we're taught in church. But at the same time, like God cares about you and wants you to go for it and wants you to see the things happen for his glory. But yes, he wants to use you, and sometimes using you looks like also gifts and income and being paid for what you're doing. I don't know. I need to hear that. I'm thankful for my team that spoke that into me and into my heart, but wanted to spread that message because I think there's a lot of us doing it and like maybe on the path to burnout because yes, we're doing it, but we're not doing it the way that it would really work well for us. So love y'all enough. Love me enough to share the message. Anyways, on to the exciting news. Guys, we are with a network, which means basically there's no change to you. You won't be able to tell the difference. But behind the scenes with me, this means that basically I sit behind a microphone and I record episodes and I get to have a lot of fun and chat with people. Also, excuse me, huffing and puffing, going up a hill. Wow, I am out of breath. I'm also pushing a double stroller with one baby in it because I didn't feel like taking apart our stroller because it converts from one to two. Anyways, so many exciting, fun work things. Number one, the warehouse sale is going live right now, which is so cool. Oh no, wind. It's so cool to think like I'm on a walk with my baby while there's a sale going on my website and people are purchasing things. And I'm making an income. So cool, right? So grateful for y'all that are shopping. Number two, we are joining with a network, which means that they will be helping represent us for ads and sponsorships and all the things that monetize this podcast of mine so that I can continue to do it and call it my job, which is really neat. It's with Podfluencer Collective. Angie is our girl. She has been amazing. We are trying to land some really cool opportunities for a brand in negotiation, all the fun business stuff for the rebrand that's happening this summer, where we are changing over the title and the imaging, updating things, giving it a refresh, basically seeing if a brand wants to be a part of this. So would love for y'all to pray that we find a good fit for a brand, that this works out business-wise. And just really grateful for all the really cool ways that the people are helping us steward this, but then also obviously grateful for people that listen and give us the numbers and analytics and insights and able to do this well. Just overall really grateful. I'm also preparing some messages for some speaking engagements I have coming up. Speaking at a really cool dance conference in Easley, South Carolina with a dance company called The Center. Don't know if you know of them, if you are from the South Carolina area. And then headed to a retreat, the Purpose Retreat with Grace Valentine in Black Mountain, North Carolina at the end of May. Speak with the women that are there about adulthood. LOL. Like what happens after college? Who knows? I'm still trying to figure it out too. So anyways, hoping to share some encouragement and enlightenment with those girlies. Hey, if you have something, maybe your church is having a conference, or you are, I don't know, you work for a school, a sorority, wherever it is, and you're like, oh, we would love someone to come hype us up with a message. It can be faith-based, like what I'm doing at Grace's Retreat, or it could just be motivational, which is what I'm doing at The Center this weekend. I think, like, I love Jesus because you can put him in like the simplest terms and people are like, oh, I love your vibe. And I'm like, I know, it's because you like Jesus. You just don't know him yet. But then I also can speak outright about who he is and people will be like, yes. So anyways, yeah, I could do either or. I'm like basically telling you, if you're looking for a speaker, I'd love to be considered. Cause I'm coming back to this and I feel like I have to get my feet out from, wait, how do you say it? Get your feet under you again. Yeah, I think that's how you say it. Anyways, I'm like officially back from maternity leave. I feel like I'm finally crawling out of the hole, and not that it's a bad hole, just I've been focused on other areas of my life for so long that I kind of forgot about me, and I'm finally coming back to that, and it feels so good. So that's the work update, in case y'all care. We are with the network. We are back to speaking engagements and traveling for that. So fun. And yeah, the rebrand is happening. It's right around the corner. So excited. I can't wait to tell y'all more, but have to land the brand first before I'm allowed to officially tell you all the things. But if you're a subscriber on Instagram, you already know all these things because technically I can tell y'all because it's not like public, it's private. So if you're an Instagram subscriber, there's like no filter. So I'm actually legally able to tell you all things. So anywho, if you want to snoop some more, become an Instagram subscriber. And we're almost finished with our little mile loop. Yeah, bud. Ollie loves the outdoors. I don't know if you can hear his little toy jingling, but we all needed some sunshine today. Hello, it is Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock p.m. and I am on my way to True 40 again and meeting my friend Abby there. I'm so excited. I'm driving Thomas's car. I don't know if y'all can tell. I feel like I'm like always going on a safari whenever I drive his car because he drives like a massive Land Rover. It's like total man car. Anyways, I'm driving his car because he wants the car seats for the boys. They're going to the park. How cute, how fun. And yes, so excited to go move my body again. But you know what's so funny? And I had this thought on the way out of the neighborhood. Saw this girl. I shouldn't say girl. I saw this woman. And she was walking with another woman and her husband. Except she was on a walk. She was not walking when I saw her. She was on a walk. And she was actually holding on to her husband's neck, bent over, like with her legs spread, and her other friend, I'm assuming it was a doula because this woman was pregnant, was pushing on her hips. So let me set a scene. I'm driving out of my neighborhood and on a corner of one of our streets, there is a woman who literally like is in labor, having contraction on the side of the road. And that got me thinking like, oh, well, first off, I got chills and I just wanted to roll down the window and be like, you go, queen. You got this. But like, I didn't. She was in the zone and I get it. I've been there recently and that is not what you should do. So I was like, should I honk? Should I roll my window down and be like, yes, girl? No, I didn't do any of them. But it did get me thinking. Oh, I prayed for her. But then it got me thinking, like, we are all going through something. Like, I'm going about my day, la-da-da, on my way to True 40, just got done changing a diaper, grabbed the banana on my way out the door, casual, right? Meanwhile, this woman is literally giving birth, like, in the process of pushing a child out of her body. And I, on the side of the road, well, she wasn't having the baby on the side of the road. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever. I need to stop talking. Rachel, stop. Anyways, it got me thinking, like, everyone's going through something. I know that sounds like such an elementary principle, but I think it's something that we all forget. Like, we know it, but we forget it. And I think it's important that we be reminded. Maybe you're the person going through something today. I hope that you find somebody who maybe is having like a normal, quote unquote, normal day, who's able to love on you. I pray that for you. And also, if you're the person who's having a quote unquote normal day, like, stop and take in your surroundings and realize other people are not having normal days. Their days might be extraordinary for the best or maybe even the worst reasons. And so find ways that you can love on and serve them, whether they're friends that are up close personal in your life or strangers. So a few ideas, practicals. Compliment someone's outfit if you see it and you're like, wow, she's rocking that blazer. Tell her. Or maybe you're in line at the coffee shop and you want to treat somebody. Like, get the person's coffee behind you. Or maybe, like, you have a favorite business that's a small business and you hope that they thrive. Like, go comment on a few of their Instagrams. Like, find ways to love on people. It doesn't have to be something paid, like paying for coffee. Although that's fun. It can be totally something free, like a compliment or whatever. I just think that we forget about that like everyone is living a life, and some people's life right now is really hard, and you might be the person with a hard life, and I hope that this is serving you and meeting you, and maybe your life is stellar at the moment. Go and serve and meet the people that need you to show up and to compliment them on their shoes or something random. Anyways, about to pull into the parking lot, so I should go. But I had that thought because this queen was literally in labor on the side of the road, and I hope she's had her baby. Because I know what that's like. You got it, girl. Also, this really cool podcast series that we're going to start doing, like these little voice memos, so fun because it's gotten me like externally processing some things that I think are in my heart and need to get out. So thank you for... what is that word? Whenever you're like, indulging. Thank you for indulging me in this practice of externally processing my voice memos. And I highly suggest it too. If you got stuff on your heart or need to get stuff off your chest, or you need to maybe like, you have a big pitch coming up, or maybe you have a brave conversation that you need to have. This is a great way to practice because it feels like people are listening, although literally nobody's not. I mean, y'all are listening now, but like at the time I'm recording this, it's literally me just talking to my phone. And I look, I'm losing my marbles up here on 19th Street, North downtown Birmingham at a stoplight. Anyways, you know what is so funny? I feel like all these recordings have been so peaceful and quiet. Like there isn't anything in the background, and that is just like so not my life. It's normally chaos, and there's people in the background excited and clapping or whining and crying, or there's some kind of like music or kids box, like Tony box or kids book or something playing in the background, like audiobook, all the things. Water running in the sink. I don't know. I just feel like I need to clear the air here. They're like, my life is not peaceful, nor is it quiet. Actually, I take it back. It's not quiet, but it is peaceful, if that makes sense. Someone understands what I'm just saying. But, I might even give you a little recording, 5 seconds, because that's probably all you could take of the normal stuff. Because that's not fair for you to think that this is what my life is like. I'm just driving around, beep bopping from True 40 to work to back again. No. I'm going home to go make some dinner for my boys. They are at the park. My girlfriend Abby's coming over tonight. And I think I probably will have like 5 minutes of peace at home. And then it'll be a different kind of peace. It'll be a rowdy peace when the boys get home. Here, let me prove it to you. what do you know? We're in the car again. except this time with the boys. They're in the back. Maddox, can you say hey? Say hello. Hello, he says. We are on the way to the airport. We are about to wheels up to South Carolina for speaking engagement on Saturday. Thomas is already there. We're meeting him there. Remind me to tell y'all about the airplane and how it all works. Because yes, it sounds super bougie that we have an airplane and we fly to South Carolina, just the four of us, but it's like such a cooler God story than just that. So this is my reminder to myself to tell you guys all about that. Okay, at the airport, so excuse us if you hear airplanes in the background, because that's just the way things roll, literally. They fly, not roll. Ha ha ha. Good job, buddy. We brought Maddox's bike, and he hopped out of the car, hopped on his bike, and is just scooting around. It's really cute, actually. If you're a subscriber on Instagram, then you saw... Okay. Then you saw the video of him scooting around on his little balance bike at the airport. We just can't go on the runway. No. Maddox, this is danger. It's more dangerous than a road. Okay, this way. That's where the airplanes go. It's not for Maddox. We have to stay this way. Welcome to my parenting. Good job. That's the great direction. Mm-hmm. Whew. Close one. So, long story short, Thomas decided to be a pilot after we got married. Totally thought I was marrying a mechanical engineer. I mean, I did. And that's what his degree was in. Decided to be a pilot. And I was like, let's just go for it. Why not? And truly, the Lord just kind of kept opening up doors. Thomas also is the kind of guy who's like, he's going to knock on doors. He's going to be like, hey, I'm Thomas. Shake hands. Like, he is a hustler in that way. He's also a people person. Like, everyone just loves Thomas. I don't know how to describe it. So there are lots of favor on that man. So truly, we got approached, I'd say maybe 5 years ago, by a guy named Larry, an older gentleman, owns an airplane in Birmingham, technically Shelby County Airport. If you're from the area, then you know. And airplanes are kind of like cars. If you don't fly them, then they die. Like, they don't do well. So you have to keep flying them. And anyways, he wasn't flying as often as he needed a partner in the plane, but didn't want the partner to have to necessarily like buy into the airplane. Just wanted somebody to help upkeep and pay split like hangar fee and rent, insurance, mechanics, stuff like that. And Thomas was like, oh, I can do that. So we didn't have to necessarily buy a plane. We just got access to one for free as long as we paid for the fuel and split hangar rent and like all of the fees that come with an airplane. Kind of wild. You never hear about that happening. So that happened. We recently sold that plane a few months ago, and Thomas had this really cool vision to start a flight club in Birmingham. This is where like the entrepreneurial spirit and us both came out. We're like, there's not really anything in Birmingham besides flight schools that give you access to an airplane if you wanted to rent it. But we don't just want to like rent out our airplane to just anybody, and we can't just honestly afford an airplane just straight up in cash. It's not really where we're at, nor do we want to take out a loan. Anyways, hold on. My son is literally going on the runway. So he put his brain to work and decided to purchase an airplane with a few other people. It's called a partnership. And you go in and everyone kind of like splits the plane. So that's what we have now. We have a 6-seater plane. It's really cool. It's got club seating in the back where the back faces each other, which is great for whenever our family travels. It like looks bougier than it really is, and I feel like I need to explain it to everybody, not because I don't want to be misunderstood. I don't know, actually maybe partly that, but also because I think that like success in life has to look creative, and also success in life has to look unique. Like, success to us looks different than success to anybody else, and like what we feel like God's calling us to is going to look completely different than somebody else's vision, direction, their journey in life, all the things. And honestly, like, to make it happen, yes, like, there is favor and yes, there is hard work, but I think that with the hard work has to come a lot of creativity. It's not just going to happen. It's not just going to make sense. And it's not something you probably went to school for. It just all has to come together, but you also have to be willing to think outside the box. And I think that's something that Thomas has done really well, specifically with his aviation career, which is what has put us in the position that we're at
of course, mixed in lots of favor, God's blessing, things that we couldn't have ever dreamt of, because that's the cool thing about partnering with God, is he will do incredibly more all that you could ever ask or imagine, according to the power at work within us. So Ephesians 3:20, a great one. So, anywho, faith the size of a mustard seed, I'm telling y'all people, it can grow into something really cool. And we kind of are standing in that story now. And it's also really neat because big things like this also like are so fun, obviously. But even more than that, it causes people to ask questions like, how in the world are y'all able to make this happen or make it work? Or what's your story? And like, everyone knows there's got to be one. And it's cool because there is one. And we can point back to the giver when people are like, how did you get that gift? If that makes sense. And it's been a really sweet way to evangelize, love on people, serve people, and chase our dream all at the same time. And that, my friends, is called purpose. Yep. It's a fun life. Yeah, I'm going to add this Spark Notes version in case you just completely spaced. I just want to say this again because I feel like this is really something that my heart is learning over the past few months, is that like, God gives good gifts. He is the best gift giver we could ever imagine. And not only does he want to give us good gifts, but it's also really fun like when we accept them. I think so many times we get in our head like, oh, I can't accept that, or oh my goodness, no, it's too much. And in reality, God's like, no, please take it. Like, I'm giving this to you. And it's not because it's about the gifts, but it's because it's about the giver. And he cares about us and wants to give us good gifts, but then also gives us an opportunity to talk about who gave it to us. If that makes sense. This bigger idea of stewardship is really cool. And we're learning it because we've got some really cool things going on in life that, yeah, we worked for, but also God has been so gracious to give us these things. So trying to hold them and steward them well, and inviting y'all into this is also really fun. Okay, I feel like every voice message I've done this diary, I've been in the car alone. It's been quiet and you haven't heard my normal, but here we are in my normal, cooking dinner, Oliver squeaking away behind me, Nora Jones playing on the speaker. You funny boy. Oliver's giggling. I don't know if you can hear him. Maddox, what are you doing? Hello, where are you? Oh, Maddox is hiding underneath one of our dining room chairs. Remy's at my feet waiting for me to drop a bell pepper that I'm chopping up at the moment for dinner. Thomas is working out at Iron Tribe in Birmingham, which is where he goes. And I'm munching on some bread that a neighbor brought us over that is delicious. Thank you, Lauren. Anyways, I feel like I've only recorded in the car quiet, and it's like, there's like no solidarity because you're like, my life is chaos, whatever. I'm like, yeah, me too, girl. So I feel like it was only right and fitting for me to do a chaotic voice message. Oh man, our little guy's got a little cough. It'll be okay, I promise. Hey, what do you want? What's in here? We're not gonna eat ice cream right now. Yes, ma'am? Thank you. So, one last thought for a voice entry in this realistic environment. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. That works professionally and personally, and both, like, and in shared environments. What is it? Let's use our words. I told y'all this is going to be chaos. I hope you love it. Meaning this, if you desire to be fashionable or patient or content or an incredible mom or whatever, like, you are going to be the average of the people you hang out with. So are the people that you hang out with patient? Are they great moms? Are they people you aspire to be in some way of their character? If yes, great. I'm so glad you have them. If no, like, maybe spend some time figuring out. We're not eating ice cream right now, baby. We have to eat dinner. Okay? That would be fun for after dinner, okay? Maybe we'll have some after dinner. Back to my thought. I think you get it, are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So just like take into account who you're spending time with, who you're surrounded by. Are you spending time maybe in small group? Are those women life-giving?
I promise my baby is okay. He's just barking. Yes, we have gotten it checked out. Thank you for your concern. I say all this because I feel like it took me a while to learn that, and in areas of my life that I was like, man, I really want to grow in this, but I wasn't surrounding myself with people that could keep me accountable, teach me things, and ask me challenging questions while also encouraging me where I was at. So there's that. But I also think this goes for professional environments. So like you have heard in these voice diaries, we've joined with a network. Yay. We have a representative that's been helping us. Her name's Angie. She's fantastic. We have a podcast management team, Kate and Philip. My husband is so helpful, Thomas, behind the scenes with a lot of things, negotiating terms, agreement, pricing for some of the ads and campaigns we do, slash he's an ultimate cheerleader. And then we have our in-house everything. Her name is Emily. She's in Houston slash Katy, Texas. Whoop, whoop. Yeah, Katy girls. And you've heard from her before here on the podcast. And I say all this to say, like, there's a team. There's people behind here making this work. This isn't just like Rachel makes it happen. We've outsourced a lot. We've learned. We've grown. But all this to say, all these people are smarter than me. I can say that confidently. All these people better at this than I am. I can say that confidently. I am the girl behind the microphone that shares wisdom from my life and things I'm learning and just like the ministry of motherhood and such. I am not the girl that you should come to for necessarily like business guru marketing. So therefore, I have hired out. I've outsourced. I am learning from people that are better than me so that hopefully I become the average of the five people I'm spending the most time with professionally. And those are people I would be proud to grow up to be like. And I hope that you could say the same in your professional and your personal life. And that's where I'm going to leave this because you've seen a lot. You've seen me on walks. You've seen me in the car. You've seen me on my way to work out or whatever. And I'm just trying to become the best version of Rachel I can be. It's what they call theological term sanctification. But that's basically like, in layman's terms, becoming the best you that you can be through Jesus, who really is going to be revealing things to us in ourselves that we might not see, that we might be uncomfortable with, that we can grow to learn, get better at, avoid, maybe surrender, lean into. You get the gist and you know yourself best. And so do those things. I would challenge you this week. Open up wherever you are. Don't wait to sit behind a microphone, make it pretty, and make it perfect like you think every podcast episode is. Sometimes best podcast episodes, I believe this is one of the best because naturally I'm just inviting you and hosting you in my real life, in my home, in the ministry of just all the things I'm doing. Yeah, good talk. I'm glad you all were here. I hope that you enjoyed this because this was by far one of my favorite ways to record a podcast. So maybe we'll do more of these. Holler back. Of course, you know, if you want to love on us, a best free way to support your favorite podcasts, including us over here, is to leave us a review, 5 stars, please, and then write a little something something about why you like it, what's encouraging you, what have you learned, what do you like, what do you want to hear? We love those things. Share this with your friends if this encouraged you. Reach out to us either on Instagram. You can meet me at rachel.autry, or you can find us in our email inbox at rachel@rachelautry.com or hello@behindtheblisspodcast.com. We'd love to see you, meet you there. And join our text list / email list if you aren't already on that, because we have some really fun things we can't wait to pop in there and tell you all about. He's just cackling at me. Good. Let me grace you with some baby laughs. Hold on. Let me see if I can get a giggle. Hey. Hi. I just got to coo a little bit more. We go get ya. I'm going to get ya. Oh, man. You can join our email or our text list by texting the word bestie, B-E-S-T-I-E, to the number 55444. Oven's preheated. Yay. I'm going to go cook dinner. I hope you'll have the best rest of your week. Let me know if you have any questions, anything that we chatted about, talked about, want to share, more fun pictures, things behind the scenes will be in our show notes. You can find that on the website. You can also go on, follow me on Instagram. I follow a lot. I share a lot more over there. And then, of course, Instagram subscribers, they're like the real deal. They get the real, they get the nitty gritty, excuse me. And kind of like this is very mundane, normal, welcome to me cooking dinner. That's what Instagram subscribers get too. It's not all curated, packaged up cute, neat with a bow. It is very fun, raw, and real. And I would love to have you join us over there. And of course, always, there's some special perks too. So holler at me if you need anything. Duty calls. Love y'all.
This episode of Behind the Bliss podcast has ended, but be sure to subscribe for more episodes so you don't miss episodes full of encouragement. And don't forget to rate and review so that we can continue to bring you the best content. See you in the next episode.